So with Be'ez Hashem continuing the discussion about Mesira, and we've seen so far that the first Mahalach of how Mesira applies to democratically elected governments where crimes are fairly judged. And the Aruch Shulchan, we saw, he basically says that in governments where crimes are judged fairly, then the whole issue of Mesira doesn't really apply. So let's see how the Tzitz Eliezer takes the Aruch Shulchan's psak, and he actually goes and applies it to shilas. So it was regarding three shilas the Tzitz Eliezer spoke. So the first one is like this. What often happens is that if a child's been physically abused by his parents, one or both parents, and is admitted to hospital, then a complaint is routinely filed with the police. And what will happen is the social services often intervene and the child can be transferred by court order to a foster home or some other institution. They do this because removing the child from the parents is like a preventive measure, because experience has shown that if a child's been physically abused once, it can often happen again and it can be dangerous. Now, if the doctor involved, so the doctor's now seen that the parents have been physically abusive to the child, and the doctor knows there's a strong likelihood that the child's going to be transferred to non-Jewish foster care, should he still report the case to the police? Now, obviously, just agav, it's worth pointing out that in many countries, a doctor's license can be revoked if he doesn't report it. But let's put that aside. Should he be reporting it to the police? That's number one. Number two, there was a father who unfortunately had sexually abused his young daughter. The abuse was not life-threatening, but should such a father be reported? And number three, is it permitted to report a teacher who molests young students? So, regarding the first question, regarding the doctor reporting to the police the fact that this Jewish parent has been physically hitting and generally physically abusive to his child, Rav Voldenberg said that the doctor should definitely have got a chiyuv to report the case to the authorities in order to protect the child. And the doctor's not the one who's going to be making the placement into foster care. He's addressing the immediate problem, which is this child needs to be taken from the parents' house. So he says that certainly should happen. And he also speaks out that you might find there's an issue here of lifnei iver, because the child will be placed in non-Jewish care. He says no, lifnei iver, because either way, it's not certain that the child will be placed in non-Jewish care. Now, regarding the second child of the sexually abusive father, then again, he said there's a chiyuv to save the girl from harm. And he basically said the father has a din of a roidif. He said he's got a din of a roidif acha ha'erva. And it's got the same status as a roidif who's got intention to kill. So too, the roidif who wants to transgress an issa erva also has the same status. He says a person who has relations with his own daughter, it's kores and it's got to be stopped. And he said, for sure, it's going to be reported. And he actually quotes the Ramah regarding the victim of physical violence, which we saw, that in that situation, the Shach said that he can go to secular authorities in order to prevent recurring harm. And Rav Oldenburg writes clearly that he says sexual abuse is even worse than physical beating, and therefore definitely such a person should be reported. And he also, regarding the third one, which was regarding the teacher molesting young students, he said for sure, he says a teacher like this is considered to be a public menace, and we saw that is considered to be a reason to report, as we saw in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Shin Peiches, Seif Yud Beis. Now, he also then concludes, so the Tzitz Eliezer brings all these reasons to what to call it, to report in these situations. He says a person should report in all these situations. But he says, besides for all of these psakim, which he gives based on the Shulchan Aruch and based on all the exceptions we've seen beforehand, but he also says that there's a difference in turning to secular courts when under an oppressive regime and reporting to courts in a country within an enlightened government. And he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan we said above and makes this tchiluk. And therefore, Rivaldenberg is mate all of these situations on two grounds. Number one, as we mentioned, there's the heterium, which we discussed by the place in those 10 heterium. And number two, Taka takes on this Aruch HaShulchan that the Issa against Masira does not apply to dealings with enlightened governments. Now, just for the record, just to speak out clearly, that it should be noted, we're going to be seeing many places that do not agree with Rav Waldenberg's psak based on the Aruch HaShulchan's psak, but they would still agree that in all these situations that it's required to report in cases of abuse based on the first grounds brought by Rav Waldenberg. But what we're Be'ikah bringing from Rav Waldenberg regarding these shailas is the fact that he takes on the Aruch HaShulchan Halacha L'maisa, that there is no Issa of Masira in governments where the crimes are fairly judged. So Mitzvah Shem, next time we'll see other approaches of how we deal with Masira in governments today.